Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Happy Sunday. Happy blessed Sunday. I have a Bluetooth on, so I hope that the delivery is pretty good. Hopefully. I'm giving myself a 2 thumbs up, so I'm hoping that. So you all let me know. I believe Cousin Linda was joining us today. Happy 4th of July weekend. Yes, yes, yes. Happy 4th of July weekend. It's a beautiful Sunday here in the States, in the deep south. It's very hot. Heat advisory has been going on. This probably is like the 5th day that we've been under a heat advisory warning here in Mississippi. So stay hydrated, stay cool, have fun. If you're at work or if you're celebrating or if you're just glad and grateful to be alive this day, but definitely stay hydrated. I've seen it's hot here in the deep south and parts of America. And in Texas, where Cousin Linda is, she's joined us. But I have seen reports from regarding that are numerous deaths in Mexico. So definitely sending prayers for all of us, but definitely in Mexico, where as of yesterday, I think more than 112 individuals have passed away due to this heat. So definitely hydrate yourself. We're talking self-care again. And also, you know, we're going to be peppering it with etiquette, because this is an ongoing conversation. But it's summer. It's 4th of July weekend, Independence Day. If you celebrate it as the birthday of America, or if you celebrate it as shopping. Some people probably think of it as time to shop. And I know many of you also are anticipating not just this 4th of July time of shopping online and in person, but Amazon, I believe Prime Day, is coming up real soon on July the 11th, and that's also been a hot topic many places throughout media and so on. So a big shout out to everybody that's having fun at Exodus Fest. I've had friends, neighbors of mine that are down there. So everybody, have fun, be responsible, and all that good stuff. So, I'm going to hand the mic to Cousin Linda, and then we will go ahead and shoot our shot. I know, shoot our shot regarding Self-Care Sunday and hot topics and all the breaking news that's been happening. We have, we'll be talking sports and entertainment. I thought about doing a show yesterday regarding sports and entertainment. I know I've been postponing that show for a few months now, but there's a lot to talk about. Have you all seen the news? And I don't know what's going on today, but top A-list actors and actresses are considering joining the writers and directors strike. Yeah. So as we're on the air, I'm going to check out reports regarding that. A-listers. A-listers. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get the party started. and hand the mic to Cousin Linda. Hello, Cousin Linda.
Hello, hello, Cousin Bethany. Hello, listeners.
Yay.
I hope everyone.
Oh, I'm so glad you can hear me. I'm so glad you can hear me. I have my Bluetooth on. I have my Bluetooth on. Do you use Bluetooth? Do you use Bluetooth?
No, I used to use it in my car. I used to use Bluetooth in my car, and I forgot what happened. When I got my new cell phone, they didn't, the Spectrum didn't offer to do the Bluetooth in my car, and I don't know how to do it. So, nope, I don't use Bluetooth.
Okay.
And, I don't have any reason to use earphones. I just put my cell phone on speaker.
Right. And I haven't been using my I was just wondering, so this is my first time doing a show with my Bluetooth earbuds on. So yay. I gave myself a thumbs up. I had hoped that the delivery was well. So yes. So I'm like, I wonder if someone leaves her Bluetooth. I wonder if you were one of those people that when they're shopping. I wonder if you're one of those people when they're shopping and they're talking on their Bluetooth. I know way back in the day when cell phones became popular and people would be just walking around talking out, and I would always think they're talking to me. I would like turn around like, you talking to me? And they would be on their Bluetooth.
I used to contribute to their conversation because I thought they were talking to me. But no, Bluetooth is Bluetooth when somebody has that little earphone thing in their ear. And it's the little light is flashing. Yeah. No, I see a lot of people walking around talking, on speakerphone or just talking on their cell phones while they're shopping or whatever. I can't do that. I don't want people knowing what's going on. I think it's disturbing to other people to hear my conversation. And if somebody calls me while I'm shopping, depending on who it is, I'll ignore the call and wait till I get home, or I'll answer it in case I think it's something important. And if it isn't, I'll just let them know, well, I'm at blah, 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 and I'll call you when I get home. But, no, I've never used Bluetooth just for conversation.
Wow, Cousin Linda. We're talking about etiquette. That's another lesson in etiquette. Well, a lot of people definitely break that etiquette that right there.
Yeah.
When it comes to good
etiquette. Something we forgot to discuss was when you are a male and female are walking on the sidewalk outside, some people think it's okay for the man to be on the inside and the woman to be on the outside. Well, I was taught that the lady, the female should always be on the inside. However, I've known guys who disagree with me and want to argue about it. They say the woman is supposed to be on the outside. I don't know how they arrived at that conclusion.
I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Now, that was just it. I think that the courteous thing to do and the safe thing is to put the female on the inside.
I agree, and that's how we were taught. That's how my mom and you all my relatives taught me. And in school when they had, I thought they used to teach that to us too at a young age.
Yeah, because when we were in school, and sometimes guys would walk home with us. It was just automatic. They walked on the outside.
Right, and I still, today, you're right, that's something that just built into me, that's just normal, good etiquette, and to protect the female. I mean, even if I'm walking with a butch female, I'm straight, you all, but I'm just saying I have many, because Linda and I are part of the LGBT community because we are supporters, and we have friends. But even if I'm with a butch female, I will get on the inside if I'm because she's a butch female. And like I've noticed, like you and I mentioned, gay men, gay women, butch women will have common courtesy and good etiquette too when it comes to being in the company of a lady.
Right.
So I always, if I'm walking with a guy, I just automatically put myself on the inside, Cousin Linda, but you make a good point. I have noticed sometimes guys will look like, why you do that?
Yeah.
But that's what it's supposed to be.
A very close guy friend of mine, I tell you, who thought that it was okay for me to walk on the outside. And I was like, no. And I really didn't mean this. It just slipped out. I was like, didn't your mother teach you any better? So I had to kind of retract my statement. But I was just surprised he didn't know. We're talking about an engineer, college-educated person.
Only their mothers they show chivalry to, are their sisters and mother. I hope so, but it stands outside of your mother and your sisters.
I don't think they know any better. Yeah, I don't think they know any better. I think they think, because I see a lot of videos and stuff, and I see women walking on the outside, so. I guess people think it's okay, but like you said, Cousin Bethany, we were just raised differently or taught differently.
Right. We know when was women's liberation? When did we burn our bras? I know we burnt our bras in the 70s, but still,
yeah.
Everything didn't get burnt. Everything didn't get burnt. Pop etiquette didn't get burnt.
That is so true. In communication,
because this is something that I deal with, and you know this from us being on here because I get so excited. Good communication, the importance of being a good listener and speaking and not interrupting. Yes, listeners, I am talking to myself and others out there. Because I can listen to the Watch the View sometimes, and woo, they're talking over each other. And Whoopi will be like, okay. You know, but let's talk about etiquette, something that I'm dealing with. Listen and let the person finish their thought when it comes to etiquette.
Yes, Cousin Bethany, because you do have a tendency to get excited. And want to get your point in.
So what's your advice regarding communication skills and being, because you definitely have like 30 plus years of good listening when you worked for South Central, with Bell South and AT&T and other companies, being a good listener.
Yeah,
I consider myself a good listener, but then I know I get excited sometimes and want to say something before a person finishes their thoughts, but we have to listen. And I know many listeners are thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I was taught at a young age to let a person finish and don't interrupt. And if it's an emergency, you know, just say, excuse me. Say what you got to say and see what happens. But, yeah, we're supposed to let people finish their thought. And if I think I'm going to forget my train of thought, I'll write it down. And you're right, when I started working for the telephone company, we definitely were taught not to interrupt under any circumstances. Let the customer finish saying what they have to say and then say what we have to say. But I've noticed that form of etiquette doesn't seem to exist in this day and time. It seems like the customer service representative wants to get their point of view over first. And a lot of times they seem to think that, well, it's our way, the company's way, and we're not going to make any concessions. We're not going to change our policy, no exceptions. And Bethany, I think I sent you a video on AI today, where it seems like we're talking about no interaction with humans, and it's already bad enough that we don't know how to be cordial or civil to each other. And now with AI coming on the scene, I just don't know what's going to happen as far as interacting with a human.
Right. Yes, we definitely need to do a series on AI, because AI is on so many levels now, and it happens so quickly. It happens so quick. Well, it's been happening throughout the years. We've been spoon-fed it. But then overnight, it seemed like it went to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a Gen Xer, Bethany?
I'm the one that's before the Gen X. What's right before?
I don't know.
That's another good topic too, to talk about the baby boomers. You're a baby boomer, right?
Right.
Right.
I think you're a Gen Xer.
Oh yeah, I think I am. Yeah, because I'm the 80s. I love the 80s. So yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, it actually depends.
Yeah,
because
I'm so caught up in the millennials business, I've forgotten all about my business. Because these millennials, you all are something. I love you.
It depends.
And I love my baby boomers.
It depends on what year you were born.
So, 68.
So, okay.
Yes.
I don't know exactly. But anyway, I was
okay,
just going to say.
I'm going to look up. So go ahead and talk about what you were going to talk about regarding our decades, our eras.
Well, I was just going to say, we baby boomers still like to communicate via voice and cards and letters, whereas generations after us like to text. And
right,
you know, it's hard for us baby boomers to really get into that. We will text when we have to, but otherwise we'll just pick up the phone and call somebody. And when it's time to send invitations, we send physical invitations, not a group text to about 50 or 60 people. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. I think she's 62 or 63. And she was saying that her niece had sent her a wedding invitation via a group text message. And I said, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life. Yeah. And these are people
now
who
you're talking
send
about, Cousin Linda, I think that goes under etiquette. Cousin Linda, I believe that goes under etiquette.
It does, but it goes to show you that they're not familiar with the protocols of etiquette. They think everything is fine.
That would get ignored by. Well, I'm checking out to see if I'm a Gen Xer. Look, I'm so much in millennials business, I'm forgetting my own. And look, and then baby boomers business, I'm forgetting my own era. That would get ignored. That's what they need to understand, and they might try to figure out, wonder why so and so didn't come. I sent them an invite because they disregarded it if it didn't come in physical or from a phone call with a number for them to RSVP. We're old school, too, and we believe in RSVPing.
Yeah, that's what my friend was saying.
Okay, you're right, Cousin Linda. I am a Generation X. Look, I'm in everybody else's business. I almost forgot.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, my friend
1965 to 1980. Generation X, or Gen X for short, is a demographic cohort following the baby boomers and preceding the millennials, researchers and popular media use. Yeah. We're really confused because we're caught in the middle of everything. We're calling to the old school way of doing things, and then we better know the new way of doing things. So, yeah. But I'm from a time when I still believe in handwritten letters and cards, and I know you do. So, mm-hmm. and some people just don't. But, yeah, I'm in the middle. So it is very weird. It's very weird to stay with the old school way of doing things, but better know the new way.
I wonder what would they do if we didn't have cell phones. Would they take the time
right.
to send out a paper? I'm calling it paper. A tangible form of communication as opposed to something going digitally. But you're right, as I was going to say, my friend said that the invitation got ignored, and the niece or the niece's
yeah.
father called her and wanted to know why didn't she respond. And she said, well, I didn't get an invitation. And that's when she found out that a group invitation had been sent out. And my friend said she told her brother, oh, yeah, I ignore that kind of stuff. Something to that effect.
Right.
And I don't pay any attention to that.
Even as Gen Xer, I would send I might say congratulations, but I wouldn't take it seriously. Like, okay, is that a serious invite?
No, I definitely.
To a wedding?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I bet you don't want a gift to come in a text message. I bet they don't want a gift to come in a text message.
Exactly. And that's usually why invitations go out, is for a gift. So if you don't think I'm worth the price of
right.
an invitation and the stamp,
and put that cash app on there. I bet that cash app was on there too. Look, before they put the wedding registry on there.
I don't respond to any of that. And I have a friend who is just a few months older than I am, and still send fundraiser requests and that sort of thing through text messages. I ignore it. I'm not interested in that. Like I said, I need something, some paper through the mail. I'm old-fashioned. Now, you can jump on the
right.
new bandwagon if you want to, but I don't respond to that.
What happened to the beautiful stationery? Brian used to go through so much. And
oh, yeah.
You're right, you don't get that with baby showers, any kind of events nowadays.
Mm-mm. They used
get an email.
You know, they go to the printer and pick out the font or the calligraphy or whatever.
Right.
The paper, the matching envelope, if there was going to be a design on it. And, I mean, some invitations were quite elaborate. But now,
right.
you know, I remember one of the supervisors.
And nowadays, what is DIY? Nowadays, brides or whoever is stitching them, nowadays, you can print your own on very, and it can look professionally done.
Yeah.
If it's all about budgeting.
Right. Yeah, at least go down to FedEx office and buy some nice paper and print out about however many you need. And you can get matching envelopes, but people now want to cut corners, but they don't want you to cut corners when it comes to them. But I will
right,
let
but
you
send
know
a text message.
I'll let you know. Oh, I don't respond.
Wow.
And you
can go in a department store, and even Dollar Tree now have expensive invitations and cards and looking that,
mm-hmm.
wow, something nice is better than a text message.
Oh, yeah. And a group text message at that, not even an individual.
A group text message.
Yeah.
If it was personal text message, a direct personal text message.
Up there in the two section. Everybody that was on the list was in the two section. And like my friend was saying, all these different people responding and her phone is going off, beep, beep, every time, you know, somebody would respond to the message. And she was like, what is this? Why am I getting all these messages? And that's when she just totally ignored it and I think probably deleted it. And the niece and brother wanted to know, well, what happened? Didn't you get your invitation?
Wow. Wow. Or another thing, did so-and-so tell you? I mean, that's not considered an invitation if I don't get the invite straight from you. If someone tells you or invite you to an event, and then turn around and ask me, did you tell me? Unless it's a plus one and I'm going as your guest, I didn't get invited.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's something else, because some people know that if you weren't invited, you better not come. You better not show up. But then some people actually would say, did Linda tell you? I just hypothetically, did Linda tell you about the event that's coming up? But yeah, Linda told me she got her invite, but I didn't get my invite.
So technically,
I haven't been invited. And technically, I'm not walking up in any place. I'm not invited unless Linda was told she can bring a plus one and invite me. I might accept.
Right.
But yeah, people do things very weird nowadays.
Yeah, and I think it's a lack of training. I guess you don't get that in school anymore, and you don't get the training from your parents or even a relative.
Right. Right.
So if you don't know, I guess that's what you think you're supposed to do. But it never seems to fail that they want that nice, tangible gift, or like you say, that Cash App, or what is it, Zelle, or Venmo, or whomever.
But if you understand, the invite is what entails what type of gift you get, and if the person are SVPs with you to attend in person. So that's what we're trying to say. You know, it all goes back down to proper etiquette, communicating properly, And for an event like that, your wedding, I mean, how important is your wedding to you?
That's a formal occasion. Yeah, that's formal.
Right.
You should treat it as something formal. But
if I'm marrying Joe Blow or if I'm marrying Salt Bay, either a guy, you better believe you all getting an invitation, a nice one. You know, I had to throw it. I guess listen, they always throw something in some kind of way.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just saying. I mean, that says a lot about how do you. I don't consider myself a psychic, even though we do have gifts, you and I. But you don't have to be a psychic to see that might not work if you're sending out a group text message. I pray that marriage works, but if you're sending out a group text message, I don't know.
Go ahead.
My phone. My I was keeping our system open.
Oh, okay. No, I was working at AT&T Broadband, and one of the supervisors remarried her husband. And, you know, for some strange reason, employees think that they're supposed to take up money and buy gifts for supervisors or managers or whomever. Of course, I don't participate in that. I'm like, I don't like them.
Wow.
They don't like me or whatever. I just never felt compelled to have to contribute.
Because, Linda, you don't sugarcoat that.
Huh?
I said, you don't ever sugarcoat that. I said, you don't ever sugarcoat that topic.
Oh, no,
don't pretend you like the bosses when you really don't.
I'm not going to be fake. You and I, you know, when I say you and I mean the supervisor, manager, whomever, we're not on the best of terms. And I'm not going to be brown-nosing, signing my name to something that I didn't contribute to. But you have these employees, and I think it's a form of brown nosing, who go around taking up money and buying a card and then buying a gift and presenting it to the supervisor. So this supervisor had remarried her ex-husband, and they went around taking up money and everything. And this was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And this was way before all this text messaging and everything. And she went to the company copier and printed up a thank you card on a thank you note on a sheet of paper and posted it up in our little area of the office. Thank you. And I said to myself, she was too cheap to go buy some individual thank you cards, which probably didn't cost but a dollar and something back then. So, and then one of the young ladies that worked there was getting married, and she did give me an invitation, but she sent it by somebody else. She didn't even come to me with the invitation. She sent it by another coworker. And so my thing was, now we are not friends, and she didn't even think enough of me. Even though we worked together, I still should have gotten it, I feel, through the mail. And then when she sent it to me by somebody else, well, the invitation went in file 13. And I'm like, I don't respond to this kind of stuff. You know, you want me to buy you a gift? Because, like I said, we were not friends. We were coworkers. And she had once upon a time worked in my department. So I guess maybe she was sending out invitations to everybody in the office. I don't know who all got one, but I know mine went into the trash. Because I knew it was just about
buying a gift. But even as coworkers, she should have hand-delivered it to you if she didn't mail it to you. Right.
She should have handed it to you in her own hands. Yeah, if she was going to be cheap and not mail it.
So you and my mom and my teachers, y'all did a great job. And Aunt Mildred and your mom, y'all did a great job, because that's definitely how I handle that also. Because we're coworkers, we might not be friends, but if you even consider, I'm honored you consider to invite me, but you should also be honorable and hand it to me in my hand. I would have done the same thing. Why don't you respectfully hand it to me and said, I would love for you to attend?
Exactly. And if you can't afford to send invitations, why don't you just cut your list down? But it's trying to get, I feel like they're just trying to get a gift from everybody they can. But if you can't afford to mail an invitation or whatever, then like I said, cut your list down. You're cutting corners somewhere. So evidently they can't afford these weddings that they're throwing. If you're going to be on the cheap side.
I mean, definitely group texting you all. I even would look at, now I give group text to like church events, like from people. But even if somebody was having a barbecue in their backyard, I got a group text, I would be like, I can't, what? That's something that the neighborhood association does, send out a group text, like when we had garbage trouble. They sent us a group text for the first time about a garbage bin. But respect your wedding and your marriage and yourself and your spouse.
To at least be elegant.
To be elegant. I mean, I don't think anything is elegant about some of you all might be saying, what can she say? This and that. But I don't see anything elegant. Weddings are elegant. I mean, if it's a small backyard wedding or a big wedding. I mean, if it's at the courthouse.
Courthouse.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, I got married both times in the courthouse. And real respectful. Right. They're elegant and special moments.
Exactly.
Oh, has the wedding happened? My goodness. I hope somebody talks to her and she, redo some things.
They probably won't. All they want is a gift.
Wow. I'm glad you shared that story. Look, thank you, God. God definitely led this into a great discussion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said you wanted to discuss the A-list actors and actresses who are.
Yes, yes, we'll be talking about them. If you want to go ahead and share your thoughts.
I think it's great because the poor writers have been on strike for 2 months. That's a long time to go without your regular income. I don't know if some of them have picked up some gigs somewhere or if they're living on savings, but it's time for the powers that be to come to some kind of agreement. And I don't think that the writers are asking for too much. Whatever they're asking for, they deserve it, if not more.
Right, and I'm glad that you and you know what their concern is also?
What
you mentioned earlier. That their concern, the writers and the directors, you know, you're concerned about AI. AI is taking a lot of jobs.
Yeah, I saw on, I think, CBS Mornings how AI can write scripts and books, can write papers for colleges and university students. Yeah.
And I've seen recently a news report where the Grammys will not allow any songs that are written through AI to be nominated. Right. And I tried out AI about a month ago because I seen something about you just put a topic in and it'll write a song for you. I put in like a topic, a phrase, and sure enough, AI wrote an entire song.
Mm.
I'm like, what? But that's taking away creators like us. I mean, that's why we're creators. That's why God gives us a gift to be creative.
People don't realize that if you don't use your brain, it will turn to mush. So as long as you are capable of thinking and being creative or just under normal circumstances, you should be thankful because people who are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's can't do that. So if you are able to think on your own, go ahead and do it and don't rely on some artificial intelligence. But, you know, that's what they tell older people. Do crossword puzzles.
And
do something.
And we already have writer's block. And people already get writer's block and all that.
Right.
And cutting on the aren't. Hello?
Hello? Your phone cut out.
Okay. I heard a beeping sound. You know what? Like when you call someone and they're on the other. Old school. When you call someone back in the old. Some of you all might not even know what I'm talking about. I know this is Stone Age. I heard the beeping sound. You know, when back in the day when we would call each other and the line would be busy because you didn't have a call waiting. I heard like the beep. I know some of you are probably saying, what? But I heard beep, like, oh, seven mothers on the phone. She needs to hang up and let her call. But yeah, I'm looking at an article from Rolling Stone. What were you saying, Cousin Linda?
Oh, I was just asking if somebody was calling you. Is that the reason you're getting those interruptions?
I don't know. It sounds like it's old school, taking me back to the 70s and 80s. With the beep, beep. Oh, yes, that's what it is. We have two callers. I'm looking at the list. Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, 300-plus A-list actors and actresses. I am excited. But we have callers, so yes.
Okay, well, let them speak.
Turn the mic on. Hello, how are you? Thank you for calling.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don G, CEO.
And what's your name?
I love y'all program. I had a call in today. I'm blessing y'all. Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
You're in New Orleans?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling in because I got 300 winning team members. I'm texting everybody. Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes. Yes, we hear you.
Yeah. Well, I was calling in. I was calling in to support the program and give y'all sisters some encouragement.
And also, we have another caller also, but go ahead and speak. You have the mic.
Oh, go ahead. Let the other caller through. I want to make sure everybody's all in attendance. I'll go back on
Hello.
I'm here. I'm Pastor Don, Junior CEO.
Okay.
Hello.
And you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here.
Okay. And you were giving us blessings, Pastor?
Blessings. And also, I want to let you know I have 300 winning team members all across the world.
Hello?
I'm sending them a text message. So y'all going to be getting callers. Shout out to King Shaki.
Okay, I heard text message and then your voice cut out. Bethany, are you working on this communication?
Okay. My Bluetooth went off, but I'm talking.
Okay.
And I didn't hear you, So what's your name and where are you calling?
Pastor Don G, CEO. I'm calling from sunny Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I represent the 300 Elite Winning Team members. I'm texting them all, telling them to come on in. I've been listening to y'all for years.
Oh, you have? Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate you. Thank you. So talk
Amen.
With us.
Well,
we have another caller also. So we'll get to you, caller, and let him introduce himself and share with us what's on his mind.
The thought is the world's opening back up. This pandemic is over. This is the first day of summer, pretty much.
Right.
Time to turn up and actually spend some time with your family and get back to living life. We can't stay locked up forever. And at the same time, with these radio waves, everybody and their mama needs to be on the radio talking about what they're working on. So I appreciate what y'all are doing, having this platform to broadcast and put the word out.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
We certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
And I hope you stay cool in Arizona.
Woo! What's the temperature?
It's 100 degrees at 7 a.m. It's 100 degrees at 7 a.m. Yeah, it's hot.
Why? We're in Texas and Mississippi. So you mentioned workout.
Okay.
It's self-care Sunday. So... working out is part of self-care. Do you have any advice for self-care?
Oh, definitely. I really believe everything is mental. Before you hit the weights, you got to have your mental in point. So sometimes it's a lot of stuff going on with the pandemic. We've been locked in the house for the last 3 years. So when you get ready to get on your workout, you got to make sure you mentally prepare. And I feel like it starts your mind first and then it goes to your body. Does that make
exactly.
sense?
Exactly. Yeah, you do have to get that motivation to get physically active. Because
now
it's so hot. Yeah, it's so hot in Texas until I'm not mentally motivated to get out and do any kind of exercise, even though I have access to a little fitness center where I live. I was last year, but this year, all I can think about is staying cool. And if I have to go out to the store or something, I go out early and come back home.
Well, we live in an age now, they got apps for all that stuff. You don't have to go out to the store anymore. They got Instacart. They got a million and one apps out there.
They do, but I prefer
right.
to go and get my own stuff. And then the fees.
Oh,
I
yeah.
found out
some
of the fees
for
are too expensive.
Even I sometimes order Walmart. Sometimes I order groceries from Walmart.
Yeah, Instacart will bring right to your front door quickly.
Yeah,
right.
but I don't. I've never ordered anything from Instacart. I ordered some groceries from Amazon one time, and it was fine. But the second time I got ready to order, it was like a $9.99 delivery fee,
right?
And $6 and something tip for the driver. And I said, well, I thought the delivery fee covered his tip,
right?
And yeah, it's a lot of fees involved. And I said, I live too close to too many stores. I can just go get my own.
Oh, okay.
And I need to get the exercise.
You have to definitely pay attention to those fees. And all of that. Cause, yeah, I've ordered from Whole Foods, from Amazon once, some olive oil and some avocados, and I was like, whoa.
What got me, because Amazon does Whole Foods. They're owned by Jeff Bezos. And I think I ordered $25 worth of groceries, and my total came to almost $15 extra. And that's when I started looking at all these fees and stuff. And I said, no, I can do without this. And so, we were talking about getting some exercise or whatever. But now, that is my little exercise when I get out and go to the grocery store or the dollar store. I do park far away from the door so I can walk up there and get what I need and come on back home.
Well, I just want to tell you,
I'm glad you mentioned.
Go ahead. I want to wish blessings on this program.
Thank
the program
you.
And say y'all are doing an excellent job. I don't want to take any more space away from the other callers because I'm taking out 300 people while I'm talking. But again, I'm here.
Stay with us, we have another caller also.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay on with us. We have another caller also. And what's the name of your organization, 300?
The Winning Team. We 300 Winning Team.
300. The 300 Winning Team. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And your pastor? Pastor?
Don Jr. CEO. Don Jr. CEO. D-O-N-J-R CEO.
Okay.
Yay. Thank you so much. Stay on the call. We have another caller also, so
yes, ma'am.
You all might want to, they may have several or have something in common. Thank you all. Thank you. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Caller. Where are you calling from, and what's your name? Thank you. Apologies. Thank you for holding on. Hello? Would you like to make
a comment? Yeah, hi. My name is Toya Edwards. Can y'all hear me?
Toya?
Yes, Ms.
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
I love your voice.
Yes.
Toya Edwards?
My name is Latoya Edwards. I'm the CEO of Kingdom One Financial Network, Inc., and I was invited by Pastor Don Jr., I'm excited to be here. This is really, really an exciting time for us, and I would like to, share some additional, information about what's going on. We have some exciting things going on. We have a meeting mixer coming up on Wednesday this coming week, which is going to be very, very exciting. It's an opportunity for investors to come out and make a good investment and, for the business. So thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We love to talk about financial literacy. So tell us about what's going on.
So the thing is what we're doing is we're helping our everyday hardworking Americans save money and avoid what we call the retirement cliff. The retirement cliff says that 75% of pre-retirees have less than $25,000 saved by the time they reach retirement age. And what we want to do is we want to stop that generational thing at this point, right? So we want to see more young people, more millennials going into business for themselves and and buying their dream homes and things of that nature. So this particular meeting that we're having on Wednesday is actually an opportunity for investors to be able to make one investment and get an immediate return on that investment, plus the opportunity to make $30,000 in up to 30 days. And we're going to show you exactly how to do that. Plus, it's going to be a really fun event. You're going to be able to, after we have the meeting, there's going to be a breakout session where everybody's going to be able to, you know, kind of mingle, get to know one another, and there's going to be beverages and things of that nature, and we'll have a little music, too.
Is it in person or virtual? Because
yes, it's going to be
listen,
yes.
It's going to be in person and virtual?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so for those who are not able to make it, they'll be able to attend virtually, and those who are able to make it, we want them to come on out and help us make this thing a success. We're going to have a great time.
And how do we contact?
Right.
Okay, so go to the website to RSVP. Just go to the website. It's coffeefirst.com. So that's K-O, F like Frank, N like Nancy, the number one, F-C, or first.com. So coffeefirst.com. It's going to be right on the, when you get on the homepage, you'll see the opportunity, and it'll give you instructions of what you need to do. Just go right to the contact us and put your information in. We'll be able to get your, you know, get back to you about the, you know, details, where it's going to be, and all that good stuff. It's going to be this coming Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., and so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited, you guys.
So you're in Arizona also, so what city and what's the address of those that are in Arizona?
I'm actually in Washington, D.C., so it's at, the event is actually in Washington, D.C., so that's why we're going to make
good.
It, you know, also virtual. But if you guys want to travel, you come on out too. But, it's an excuse to visit our nation's capital, right?
Okay.
But it's still going to be virtual.
Right.
Though, so, yeah.
I'm a member of No Labels that's based in D.C. also. And Avon Conference is coming up in August in D.C., but I'm not making it to that. But what's the location in D.C. for those that are in the D.C. area? Because many listeners are in the D.C. area where you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why we are really excited to have, you know, anybody under the sign of my voice that would like to attend, just go ahead. Go to the website, and right there on the Contact Us page, just put your phone number. It just asks for your email and your name, and then I'll get back in contact with you with all the details and get you and get your spot reserved, okay?
Okay, that's my next question. What's your email address? What's the email address and the contact number? Because some people, because Linda and I just finished talking about it, some people prefer just to call.
Right, absolutely. So there's a message box on the Contact Us page as well. So if you want to put your phone number there, you can do that, okay? So, but just go to the website. It's K like King, O like Oscar, F like Frank, N like Nancy, the number one, the letter S, the letter T, .com, coffeefirst.com. That way, because it's a much smoother process. You know what I mean? So as soon as somebody, inquires on there, I'll get an email, and I'll be able to get in contact with that person right away and get their reservation done. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Are you on social media also?
Oh, yes. You guys can, request me as a friend. I don't have a whole lot of followers right now. I'm still a small business, but it's a great page. We're doing some great things. If you go to Call Me First, it's on Facebook, K-O-F-N-I, and the word first, you know, Call Me First, and you'll see it. You'll see me. It'll be a picture of me and American National.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it? Kingdom America. K-O-L.
Yeah, Kingdom One Financial Network, Inc.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to, yeah, KOSNI. This is the Facebook page now, okay? That's different than the
right.
website. The Facebook page is KOSNI and the word S first. So
okay.
That's the only difference. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So,
and
yes,
you should see
so
a picture
a
of me.
People coming to your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah,
yes.
I love people to view my Facebook page because you'll see the current promotions. You'll also see a lot of inspirational things on there because
right.
I'm an inspirational person. And I welcome you to, you know, meet my network and everything. I that's what I love. I love to see people come together and work together. It's an amazing thing when that happens.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we really appreciate
you.
We thank you. We thank you, Ms. Toria. Yes, of Cockney First. And we thank you, Pastor CEO. Where is it? Pastor Green.
Donna Junior CEO.
You're the president.
Donna Junior CEO. People do
Don
want
you. So I'm
assuming
that's your social media name, too. Donna Junior CEO. I believe we are connected on social media because your name is very familiar. But, yes, 300 winning team. Okay, we have another call. I wonder if they're part of your team. We have another call. I wonder if they're part of your team. Hello there. How are you? Thank you so much, Ms. Latoria.
Thank
yes,
you.
Hello, caller.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
thank
we're
you.
Glad to. We are so thankful that you called.
Yes, and from D.C., you are a lot of events are scheduled there today, right, in the weekend and week.
Oh, yeah, I'm expecting a full house. I'm expecting a full room of people, and we're going to have a great time. I'm telling you, it's going to be phenomenal.
Great.
We're going to have fun.
So we really appreciate you all. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller. Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from? What organization or business are you representing? 3 someone from 312. Would you like to speak with us?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed. Thanking God for another day.
Yes. I mentioned that earlier. So you've been on since the beginning. What would you like to share with us?
Yeah. First of all, shouts out to Pastor Don Green Jr., CEO of the 300. And this is Brother Ronnie Jones. I go by the name of Betrayed Innocence. My thing about me is simple. I do music and love it. You can check my music out. I'm on Spotify, Betrayed Innocence, the product. Just as well as I got some new projects I'm working on with Pastor Don, and we're going to have that out to the public soon. But we're looking forward to the AI project definitely coming together.
AI project?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
AI project? Well, because we've been talking about AI. So what does your AI project entail?
It entails music. You know, we actually wrote about the AI and artificial intelligence. We made a song about it.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, you definitely
want to get it out to the public.
Send that song to me. I definitely will be texting all of you after the show. But definitely, if you would like us to add your music to the playlist, definitely we'll promote it.
All right. We definitely appreciate you.
Okay, but continue on. Tell us about the project.
Well, it's simple. We're trying to do positive as far as we're not trying. We're doing positive music and getting it out here to the public.
Right.
And the thing about it is we want to change the way everybody's been looking at this artificial intelligence and basically put it out there to where, hey, you know, that's the next step. But at the same token, if it goes right, it's good. If it goes wrong, it's not a great thing. But, you know, mainstream, all the music that we're working on is positive and to take the kids away from the street and motivate them to put the guns down and do right the thing.
We definitely need that because we've been asking ourselves, what can we do to stop this violence? I saw on the news another mass shooting in Baltimore over the weekend. So that is an excellent idea.
And what city are you in, Mr. Ronnie Jones?
Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, okay. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, so we're not far from one. Oh, you're in Hammond, Indiana. Yes. Oh,
yes,
okay. So how's the crime in the crime stats in Hammond, Indiana?
How's the time?
Crime.
The crime stats.
It's peaceful over here where I'm at. It's not a
right. I thought Hammond was pretty. I thought Hammond was pretty quiet. I used to travel to Indianapolis back in the day.
Yes, ma'am. It is. It's quiet over here around where I'm at.
Wow.
So
it's good that you're from a peaceful city, but you're thinking about all the violence. So that's good that you're thinking about,
yes,
hey, because we're in Mississippi and Texas, and it's kind of crazy in down this way. So we need to help each other because we're all dealing with something on some level where it might not be a crime issue there. It might be something else that you all need us for. And we need each other.
Yes, ma'am.
Any dates you need to fill? Oh.
Ma'am?
Any dates or any events that's coming up?
We're working on the dates now. I'm going to get everything settled with Pastor Don, and hopefully we'll get back in contact with you soon about it.
So when 300 winning team is national, international?
Global even. We're global.
Right.
We got people in
we're global,
France,
ma'am.
Africa.
Yeah, because we're global. Look, we're global, and so I'm glad that you're sharing this because you see what's going on in Paris, France? And Cousin London, I know you've been keeping up with it because that's like her favorite city, favorite country.
Yeah.
So Paris, France is like, oh, my God, we have America's problems happening right now. So... what you all are doing is hidden internationally. It's something that we're all dealing with.
Yes, ma'am.
And we all need, just be grateful and thankful and ask God to use us.
Amen.
Well, we need our prayer warriors to pray without ceasing. We can pray our way out of any situation as well as praise our way out of any situation.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's almost time to conclude the show. So, Pastor, you want to say a prayer for all of us?
Ma'am, I
all
surely
of us,
will.
And all the listeners around the world?
Yes, ma'am. All heads bow, all my focus on God. Help me, Father, right now, Lord. As we all end this show, Lord, let us not ever end you, God. Father, guide us. Put a head to protect the ground in households, families, break the generational curses that's been holding us back. Give us an inertia, that's the force of an unstoppable object, to serve you, God. Show us where to go, how to serve you, and keep us in fervent need of your spirit, Lord, because we cannot make without you, Lord. We have the forgiveness of our sins, things that we did, said, been done, that's been displeasing in the fight, things that we know and the things that we don't know, Lord. We ask for you to put a special head of protection over the curators, the hosts, and the owners of this broadcast, and thank them for giving us a good, open opportunity to meet new people, Lord. We ask for you to put a special head of protection over Sister Latoya's business that she helps entrepreneurs come through on, Lord. that's the force of an unstoppable object, so they cannot be stopped. Give us time so we can do what we need to do, Lord. We forever ask your name. Honor, praise, and glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 And I
amen.
Thank God for answer prayers, because I sure prayed before this podcast. And in the discussion went just was going perfectly, and thank the Lord that we have been blessed to get calls from you three to join Cousin Linda and I in our conversation to share what you are working on. Yes, God,
yes.
God, glory. Yes, thank you, Lord.
I definitely want to call out this show. I really like the program, the broadcast, and I love the energy, and the camaraderie is precious. I'll definitely be asking y'all to call, reach out to me. I got a lot of people I need to interview.
Okay, and we'll be promoting the businesses and the music.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much. So before you all go, before we go, share your social media again and your contact information each. And Jessamyn, we've been talking about etiquette and also ladies, etiquette. And so we have you got gentlemen on the call. So what are any etiquette tips that would you like to share?
I really feel like the biggest etiquette I can give, and this is on viral marketing level, this is coming from a man who's been doing it for 45 years. You never get
right.
a second chance to make a first impression. Always be prepared. You never know who's going to call. You never know what's going to happen. So you got to have your elevator pitch together. Within 60 seconds, the person needs to be able to know about your business, product, and service or brand. And you have to have the social links to back up everything. Because everybody now is Sherlock Holmes, FBI. They can Google. Google on what? You put in Google, it's going to show you a website. And you can go down a rabbit hole all you want, but don't take it for lightly. Google is your friend. It can be your worst enemy if you're not walking it like you talk. So my advice to everybody, I'm just sounding my voice. Don't put it out there and don't talk about nothing that you're not about. If you're about it, say you're about it. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And on that note, I'm ending my point.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Right. And that's a good point. Never make us give him a second chance to make a first impression. And the
yes,
next
ma'am.
Next the lady, I don't is she home? Whoever have something to share.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, yes. Your voice
y'all
is so
hear
exciting.
Me?
Yes, you have such a happy voice. You have such a happy voice.
Oh, yes, I'm telling you, I'm the kind of person, I've got enough enthusiasm for 20 people, okay, at once, all right? And I'm just really excited about this opportunity. I've been working towards this goal for quite time now, and I was able to reach it myself, and now I want to help take a whole lot of people with me. So I encourage y'all, if you can make it, whether it's virtual or whether it's in person, look, we prefer that you be there in person because it's going to be so much fun. We're going to have some fun together. We're going to be able to, share ideas and kind of just have a good time. But if you're not going to be able to be there physically, definitely join the Zoom, and we'll go from there. Look, y'all, I'm ready to make it happen. This is a great opportunity. How many would like to increase your income by 30,000 this year?
Okay.
Oh,
and we're discussing self-care.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm just saying. That's a no-brainer, right?
Yes. And Toria, we're discussing self-care and etiquette today. You have any advice regarding self-care or etiquette?
Self-care? Well, absolutely. Because I'm in the financial services industry and I've been in that industry since 2015, your personal and your mental and your emotional care is very important. You know, you need that balance. But let me tell you, the root of all of it
is financial, folks. If you are able to position yourself better financially and able to take some of that stress off of your off of yourself, you know, as far as bills and debt and things like that, if you could just be able to buy the things that you want instead of going into debt, that can relieve some stress and you know, it can relieve some of that emotional stress. So I say be financially free. Okay, and better yourself that way.
Great advice.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And please return. You all are all invited to return soon. Also, matter of fact, tomorrow we will broadcast at 11 a.m. So if you would like to call in, it's Mindful Monday. And we have been planning to talk more about money because our financial health affects our health. You, like you were saying, our personal, our emotional, our physical. And number one, we just prayed about it. It's important for us to keep God first. So I thank you all so much, and thank you because our financial care is part of our self-care of how we maintain our lives.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. And you're right. Put God first. God is first.
Yeah.
Seek ye first. Don't get me started, man. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things.
And Toria, I heard a TikToker say earlier today, many say money is the root of all evil, but it is a tool, a financial tool for us to use right.
God wants us to have it. He wants us to have a cattle on a thousand hills. But it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Money is not evil.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think
thank you so much.
Thank you. I definitely took notes, and thank you. We will reshare, and I'll send each of you a link to your numbers also, but we will reshare this also.
Okay.
And you can listen. And I think we have one more.
Brother Ronnie Jones and the music.
Yes.
I think we have one more before we close out.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mr. Ronnie?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is always put your best foot forward.
That's right. Okay. That's right. All right, well,
that's
is
good.
That it, cuz?
Always put your best foot forward. And, you know, you kept it short and simple, and that's very to the point. And somebody might be listening saying, but it's hard, brother. So what about those people that are saying it's hard? It's easier said than done to put my best foot forward.
You got to push. You got to make it happen. You know, God didn't give you a sense of fear. He gave you a sound mind.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Well, we just are delighted. Cousin Linda, what's your takeaway?
I just said, like Brother Ronnie was saying, you got to push. And with God, all things are possible. So if you want to do it and you pray about it, I believe it can be done. We're going to make sure that our black community achieves financial success. I know there was a lot of uproar over the whatever that happened to affirmative action. As a race of people, we've got to learn to get our own so we won't be so hurt and upset when somebody says, you can't enter my university, you can't enter my business or whatever. Well, we'll do like all the other races and get our own and be self-sufficient and independent.
Amen.
A great way to close out. Thank you all so much, and hopefully you all can join us tomorrow. But thank you so much. all I can say is thank you, God, for answering prayers. And thank you all for calling in. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for your listenership and your love.
Okay.
Thank
well,
y'all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God is love, and love is God. Yes.